Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We always have to trust in God. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for being faithful. God, we thank you for keeping your word. And Lord, we thank you for being there for us when we couldn't be for ourselves and binding Satan's hand, our adversary. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we ask you to look upon this broadcast and those that are calling in, wherever these are. We are your people. You created us in your likeness, in your image. And Lord, we give you the praise. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you and welcome again. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our whole desire is to bring the truth from a grassroots level, that all listeners can call in and share their biblical experience. Amen. So we can all grow thereby. Amen. Proverbs 27 and 17 says that iron sharpeneth iron. That a brother can sharpen iron, sharpen his countenance of his friends. In other words, you have a little bit, I have a little bit. We put it all together. Amen. At a simple, amen, expression as possible to describe what you learn, what I've learned, and hope that it is. The whole idea is to build you up, encourage you to go on a little longer. Go on a little bit longer. Amen. The subject is, what is cult ministry? What is cult, C-U-L-T, ministry? Those that call it in for the first time, amen. We always give the last four digits in your area code, amen, that we can all discuss. But we won't give out your name. If you desire to give your name, you can do so. But with this broadcast all being recorded, they can be used later on. And you can always go to, amen, www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, blogtalkradio.com, JCI Ministries, and you can find all the broadcasts over 3 or 4 years, amen, and on your computer, amen, and well as you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You'll find us on our Facebooks on Sundays, as well as now you can go to Facebook, go to the bottom of the page of our website. Amen. You can follow us there. Amen. On Facebook and on Blog Talk on Sunday mornings. Amen. If you happen not to be able at this time to assemble, amen, you'll find us Book and Blog Talk Radio. What we're discussing is, amen, this time of all the pandemics and all of the, Jesus said, all of the end time crises that are coming upon the world today, amen. And it's the world. It's totally the world. It's not just one area. one state know these end times crises are all over the world. They're all over the world. And the Bible is true. The Bible is true. Amen. So if you always, most of the time you always ask that what type of Bible you have and how did you come about that Bible? Amen. And you should search it out because of the fact you come into Christ because of eternal life. Eternal life. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew's 24th chapter, amen, and the disciple was asking him, amen, Lord, what will be the signs of the end time? That when you going to return again to the earth, amen, because he was telling them he had to go away and prepare a place for them, amen. And they wanted to know what will be the signs, what will be, amen, that we must be, we'll be ready. And Jesus said that, and he take it up at 24:4, that Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. Don't just be distracted. Don't let him tell you a half-truth, amen, or almost truth. It sounds good. Amen. He said, no. He said, for many will shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And he went on to talk about the wars and rumors of wars and the trouble and the earthquakes. But he said, but this is not the end. This is not the end. Amen. With pestilence, amen, that's happening now, what we're going through now, the dangers, amen, of viruses, amen, compacting and approaching mankind is demonic. Amen. It's not of God. Death is not of God. Amen. It's from the fallen angel, Lucifer, son of the morning. When sin entered in the world, sin brought it to all the destructions that can happen to mankind. Amen. The first Adam had sin. He disobeyed God. So Jesus, the Son of God, brought salvation, and it's free for all that was, except that it's free. So we have the discussion about the occult. We have the occult, O-C-C-U-L-T, and we have cult, C-U-L-T. Now, cult is a system of worship, a group of worshipers. Amen. Devoted to a person or fad. Devoted to a person, but it's not of God. They're flagrantly saying they do not accept the church. They do not accept Jesus as a savior. They do not accept eternal life. They do not accept. They worship a man. They worship a thing, but they out flagrantly saying, boldly saying, they do not accept God. And there is another group is secretly is the occult. They're dealing magic, they're dealing witchcraft, but at the same time they do it secretly. They hide under the name of Christianity. They hide, amen, under the name of a worship. But they do not accept Jesus as a savior. They do not accept Jesus, amen, as God's son. And this is where, amen, in these times, in these critical times of people going through stress, amen, they're going through all kind of agony and pain. They're looking for, amen, something to feed their emotions, amen, to help them to identify life again, amen. And they will move towards, amen, not surely understanding, but just for a moment of time, they will move towards, amen, these different type of groups. Amen. Just for satisfaction, amen, of try to the wounds that they're going through, the bruises, amen, and disappointments. And Jesus said the times of sorrow, when a man loses all his houses, his cars, his job, amen, his health is fading, the family, amen, just the time, amen, of making, they have made wrong decision, not of their own, amen, but there's things that happen, cause them. And Jesus said, amen, these are the times of sorrow. So these groups are coming up now, popping up all over, amen. It was a time that it was Christianity, amen, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, amen, Judaism, amen, Protestants, amen. But now they got groups that are coming from the East, amen. They have groups that are coming up, amen, claiming that they have the Messiah, or they are the Savior, amen. And they're practicing speaking in tongues. They're practicing healing, amen. But yet and still, amen, they're not of God. They're not of God, amen. They deny, amen, they deny the creation, the Creator. They deny that Jesus came in the flesh. Amen. And that's where you're going to be able to find, amen, the difference today. And you would say, well, a person, they're very, they're honest about this saying. They say that they go to church, they love this church-wise, but when it comes down to eternal life, and this is what Jesus came. He came to bring that we may have eternal life, and it was free. Amen. It's free. And that's why by grace we are saved. It's nothing that you can do. You was never born, amen. Those that were born over 1,000 years, 2,000 years or more, maybe 25,000, you know, you might say, well, I was here, Methuselah was 900 some years old. And you say, well, you know, I was here, but no, you wasn't here when Jesus died for you. Amen. You wasn't here when Adam and Eve was deceived and God said, don't do this. Adam and Eve, do not do this. Follow my direction. Because the fallen angel was walking the garden. Amen. He was deceived. Amen. And he had deceived a certain amount of the third host of the angels. Amen. In heaven. In Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, he deceived. And he was kicked out of heaven. Amen. That's how sickness and disease got here. It was kicked out of heaven. Amen. He came, amen, and he talked Adam and Eve, amen, vocally talked them out of their salvation with God. He talked them and deceived them and tempted them, and they moved on their own volition, they move on their own power, and they made the wrong decision. Amen. And that's what causes, amen, all of these problems we're going through now. So God, down to 42 long generations, and we're in that season now, amen, where God sent his son. He sent his son. Amen. Genesis, in the book of John, amen, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. God sent his Son. Amen. The Word became flesh. The Word of God. And that is one point there you can find these different groups that do not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. They have scriptures. They have verses. Amen. They can go through their Bible. And where you can catch them at is at either John 3:16, or either in the gospel according to John, John's gospel, amen, John's gospel, 1 and 14, John gospel, the first chapter in the 14th verse, he said, and the Word became flesh and dwell among us, amen. God's Word, amen. In the beginning was the Word. So you'll find Amen. These groups will fight, and they will say, they will claim. But if you get mixed up with a group, or someone to get mixed up with a group, amen. But they will not accept Jesus. They will accept him be the son, a fallen son, or angel, but they will not say that he is the Son of God. They will not go forth and say that he is God, which he is. He is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1 and 1. You have the King James Bible, you have the Amplified Bible, you have the American Standard Bible, amen, the New International Bible, the Good News Bible, amen. The Word was God. The Word was God. Amen. You go to 1 John. 1 John breaks it down, amen, a little bit more, and was talking to the church, amen, the Apostle John, amen. He was writing, he said, by this, he said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but whether, try the spirit, whether they of God. And that's with a capital G. And I express that because in the Garden of Eden, the serpent told Eve, amen, the day that you eat of this tree, you'll be like gods. Be like gods. Amen. But no, John said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they of God. Because many false prophets are going on into the world. Hereby you know that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, is of God. Amen. And this is the way you can analyze. If you're caught up with any kind of worship group, you know those that are caught up with any kind of worship group, amen, when it comes down to understanding, amen, some of them will come right out and say, well, we like this, we like this person, that person is our Savior, and you pin them down. What are you talking about? Oh, the seventh day, oh, Mother Mary, amen, oh, the end time going to happen. If you kind of pin them down, amen, to the Word of God, and say, well, now, do you believe that Jesus, this time of year, you can use this time of year, amen, the birth of Christ, do you believe that this is God's Son? This is His Son. Amen. Many of you have children, amen, the root, your root last name, and then the first name makes the distinction, but it's still part of the family. Amen. Jesus is the Messiah. He's a Savior. Amen. And Jesus said these last days, men and women will be coming, taking advantage of other people, saying that, oh, we can do this for you. We can do this for you. But when you pin it down, every Christian, we're looking not only for eternal life, amen, but if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior freely, freely, gifts are given out now. People are giving out gifts to you. They're sending cards to you. Amen. And say, well, you know, just to think about you and your family. Amen. And that thought, many times they say, oh, I never thought about this person. Oh, I forgot to send them a card. Amen. They send it to you, and you don't have to pay them anything. It's just a thought that they love you, they care for you, they want to continue the friendship. Jesus came and he died on the cross. It was God's love that caused him to die on the cross. That was his job. He came, that was his purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. That was his purpose. Amen. First John, amen. The Bible, First John, amen, said that was the purpose. Amen. Amen. We know, amen, God came, amen, because Jesus came to destroy the devil. Amen. That's why he came. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. 1 John 3rd chapter and 8th verse says, he that committed sins of the devil, for the devil sinned it from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. He may destroy. For this purpose, Jesus came. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. Amen. And you couldn't do nothing. You can't pay him. You can't pay God. You can't pay him. He created the whole world. Amen. So all you have to do is accept that message. You was not on the scene when Lucifer was tempting Eve and caused Eve to take the wrong message, and she ate of the tree and took it to her family, and disobedient caused the whole world, all of us, amen, in sin. Everybody got a sin record. Nobody walking this earth said, "Well, I'm without sin." No, everybody was born in sin. It was not our fault. That's why God said, "I'm gonna give you here. It's free. It's free. This is for you." Amen. I love you. I'm gonna give you eternal life. I love you. All I want you to do, amen, is carry out my commandments and help others. You can't work to get what I gave you. My son already worked. He already died. He already went to hell and rose again. Amen. There's nothing you can do but accept that. Now, if you accept what God has said, amen, and begin to learn, next step is you trying to learn all you can about your salvation. Learn all you can about healing and deliverance, amen, that you can walk more victorious to help others. Because if you try to work your way, when you die, amen, all of us going to die, amen. If you die in Christ or without Christ, amen, how you know? How you going to be sure that God going to accept you and you couldn't work? You can't present to him any kind of work. That you work for your salvation. What you going to do? What you going to do? Well, I'm going to work around town, but now you're in the hospital or you're dead. Now, what you going to present to God? You can't present anything because the natural man will not leave the earth. The spirit man, the inside man, amen, the inner man, the spirit man in you will have been born again. That's what God came back, the new spirit. He will give you a new spirit. So after he gave you the new spirit, you begin to learn and how to walk victorious in this life. Amen. If you begin, these groups, there are many groups out there saying, well, if you want to have eternal life, all you have to do is walk this world and do what I say do and follow my books and follow my teaching. Amen. Then you can have eternal life. That's not Jesus. That's not the teaching of Christ. Amen. That's not the teaching of Christ. Amen. It's by grace we are saved. Amen. So there are cults. There are many groups out there. Amen. Talking about, amen, how you can have religion, how you can come to Christ. But it's, amen. It's not about a special day that Christ came. It's not about a special works that we can do to be saved. Amen. Amen. It's all by grace. But there are so many different type of groups. There's so many type of situations where people can get caught and wonder why they are not victorious as much as they should be. Amen. We should be by so many different requirements that are laid out. Different requirements that are laid out. Amen. All right, we're talking about occult groups. Amen. Different occults. There's secret groups. It should not be type of secret groups. It should not be. Amen. I guess the most dangerous of groups are the one that's secretly hiding that they don't love Christ, that Christ is not the Son of God, or they will not accept him. Amen. So the crowd of people that say, well, it's got to be 8 or 9, 10 or 20 people or 500 people following Christ. Amen. I mean, they got to be true because 1,000 are following him. Oh, this got to be a true religion. This got to be a true saying. But it's not so. Amen. The enemy can say things, the different groups can say things, and secretly, down within, amen, a man or woman, amen, can get involved with the wrong group, amen. Those can be the most dangerous ones. It's like Satan said that he told Jesus when he was up on the mount, he said, if you fall down and worship me out in the wilderness, and if you fall down and worship me, amen, then I'll give you all these things of the world. And people have gotten to the point that where they have gotten all the things of the world, amen, but now they don't feel the fulfillment on the inside, amen. So now they're going to turn. They're turning and looking, like the book of Judges, amen. When God had blessed all the people, amen, they had fig trees, they had, amen, olive trees in the backyard, olives of oil, figs of all kind of medicine. God had blessed them, amen. Then all of a sudden they decide to go and see what the Hittites are doing, amen, Molech, amen, all those false gods, amen, Balaam, and see what they're doing. They were looking for entertainment. It looked like they just wasn't fulfilled enough. Amen. So they want to be involved. Amen. All these different occults that are happening today are coming up, and people want to be involved in something. They say, well, I'm just going to have a little entertainment. Amen. Next thing you know, amen, you've been caught up in it. Amen. It become a habit. Amen. Following those different type of groups. Amen. Just like the Sumerians. Sumerians was known, amen, to worship God. They loved God. But yet and still, they kept their idols. They kept their idols. Amen. After they came out of captivity, amen, they still kept their idols, amen, of the Canaanites, of the Canaanites. Amen. So there are many groups today. You never expected, but Jesus said so. Jesus said there's going to be many coming. And you can go to now to any page, anywhere online, and pick a church, a name, a group, amen, and go to the Bible, and they will almost, amen, like Jesus said, almost deceive you. But if they do not accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they will not accept John 3:16, amen. They will not accept 1 John 4:4, amen, that God came in the flesh. They will not accept now these holidays about Jesus was born of a babe, amen, wrapped in swaddling clothes, amen. They will not accept what John say, that the Word is God, that this is God wrapped up, amen. They say, no, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that, amen. So we have to put down. You have to watch as well as pray, brethren. We have to watch as well as pray. Amen. So this is a crucial time. Amen. People are hurting. Amen. They're looking for purpose. They're looking for the Messiah. Amen. Those that are already in Christ now, amen, they're stressed. Amen. They're looking for God, and he's here. He's automatically, John said, he's in you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So all we just need is to continue to seek him in his word. Seek him, pray to him, and let him lead. Amen. He will lead us and guide us, and he works through people. God is a God of communication. That's why it's the word. God is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the God is the word. Amen. So reading the word, it brings the Spirit of God in you. Amen. Reading the word brings healing in you. The word is, Hebrews 4:4 say that the word of God is sharp. In 12, the word of God is sharp and cut between the marrow and bone. The word of God is the Spirit. Amen. The sword of the Spirit. Amen. So we activate it. We accept him. Now we can begin to move in him and direct him. But yet and still, we still have enemies out there trapping your family members. They're trapping your coworkers, your neighbor, your friend across the street. Amen. Your cousins. Amen. Because all they want to do is, They say, well, I want to go to church now. I want to accept Christ now. Amen. And I want to get my life right now because I see this world is fading. I see this world is falling apart. You have to be the one responsible. And when they come to you, you are responsible. Amen. You're responsible for their life. Amen. They say, well, let's go to this place. Oh, that's a big, nice place. Oh, let's go to that person. Amen. You have to examine. Jesus said there are many false teachers. You have to examine, is that person qualified, amen, to help your friend, your brother, even you, amen, about your soul, about your soul. That person been called by God, they have been mentored and tutored, amen, and trained and studied in the word, amen, about your soul, amen. I know last, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I went to the operation, amen, an examination. Amen. And the anesthesiologist came in. Amen. Then we had doctors around and said, well, you know, sir, amen, don't worry about it. Amen. In 5 seconds, you're going to be out. Then after a while, you'll be okay. Amen. So between the 5 seconds and the time I woke up, it was an hour. Amen. And I had my hands, my life. My body was in these men's hands. I didn't know what college they went to, how many years they've been experienced. These nurses, they gave me the shot. I really didn't know. Amen. But the institution, amen, I trusted the institution and the doctor that sent me there. I trusted, amen, that they had gone through training and sought it out and they examined, amen, that they was qualified. Amen, that I can put my life in their hands. And this is what it's about, amen, that whoever is feeding you, your spirit man, that give you encourage, amen, let you know God still lives, God still care about you, amen, regardless of what you're going through, God will lead you out. Jesus said, I never leave you, I never forsake you, but he did not say that you won't get sick. He did not say sometimes you can be discouraged because of the fact, amen, Lazarus was sick, a good friend of his. He died. And Jesus wept, one of the shortest scriptures in the Bible. Because God, Jesus and God, he's a man. He's man then, he's still a man. But he's God. He's still God. And that's why he knows what we go through from time. He knows what we go through when you talk to him. Amen. They didn't have the cars they have now. Amen. They didn't have the transportation, but they had transportation. You had to walk. You had to go. They didn't have the computers or telephones. Amen. Like they have now. Amen. But that's the other part of Christianity. We have to learn how to use our resources. Resources of prayer, reading the word, and searching for the truth, because when you see it, the Holy Spirit will let you know, amen. Holy Spirit, amen, he'll be among you. He's a leader, he's a tutor, he's a guider, he is a part of the family of Christ. He's a part of the family of Christ, and he's right now, amen, tutoring and helping and guiding the church, amen. So you find groups do not accept the God, the Creator, God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God that's here, leading and guiding us, then you have to be very careful of the teaching, amen, and the words that you get. For God is the word. He's communication. Amen. We open up the studio now. We thank God for all of you as well. Amen. I have many ask me, say, well, you know, Bishop, I'll be on the air, but I don't know how to speak. No, I just say pick up the phone like you're talking, having a conversation. Amen. And the thing is, I just wait till you finish speaking. Amen. And we'll respond. Sometime we will respond. If not, people are listening. Amen. We thank God for you. As always, we're here, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can always leave this broadcast, get on your computers. Those that are on the computers tonight, maybe you can go to Doctrine of Blog Talk Radio. .com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Blog Talk Radio. facebook.com/JCI Ministries, or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you will find us there at the bottom of the page. Amen. And all you have to do is sign on. Amen. We thank God for you. And remember, you just have to always trust God. Don't let the world tell you about things. Amen. Now we open up the studio. Open up the studio for, you can press one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And you can express yourself. We always call it area code in the last four digits of your telephone. Amen. Or you may have a question. You want to put it out in the studio. And those of you in different area codes, amen, we thank God for you. We'd like to make a comment. Or you can go to the website. Amen. Hit our email and leave a message, and we'll try to get back to you. We don't claim that we know everything on Doctrine of Truth. We just come together. We're sharing our theology from a grassroots level. Amen. We cannot give you a diploma or credit. Amen. What you receive is understanding, and that's what we're all striving for. Bible says, get wisdom with all that getting. Get understanding. In Proverbs 24:6 says, the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. Jesus said, two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. Amen. So we thank God for Jesus knows everything. He see everything because he's God. He knows sometimes during this pandemic, amen, men are not able to assemble in the house of prayer, but when they do, they get a chance. Amen. He said, do not forsake to assemble yourselves. Amen. But we are using all the technology and tools we can now at this point. Amen. Assembling ourselves. Amen. Utilize what you have to glorify God. Amen. All right. We're talking about these different groups. Amen. How to identify these different groups. It might seem like it's boring, it's not important, but amen. People are following them, and they're taking what they say. Amen. Somebody invite you to church. You go to there. Amen. You find out the people are so nice. Amen. That's how it was in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve go out. Amen. She get the dinner, the lunch. Amen. Nice and cool. There was no lot of shooting going on, games, hustling, bustling at the malls. It's nice, amen, because there were only two individuals there on earth, amen. But the enemy was there. He was there, the fallen spiritual enemy, amen. He always around. That's what we call spiritual warfare. Always around trying to bombard your mind, amen, with words and doubts and confusion and temptations. Amen. Against God, against you, against somebody. He doesn't like success. He doesn't like, amen, people to be happy or to go on with a peace of mind. And just remember, if these things come up, Paul said in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, Paul said he find out. This is Apostle Paul. Amen. He was caught up in the third heaven. He wrote a lot of the Pauline letters in the Bible, all the epistles in the Bible. Paul said he found out something about himself. He found out that he was still fighting against this old natural man that he lived in. Even though he was born again, amen, God was using him in vision and dreams, but he found out something, amen. The enemy always will bring up his past, bring up his faults, amen, and wrestle with him about what he should and he should not do. And Paul said he found out that when he desired to do good, evil is present. He found that out, amen. And these groups, Amen. You won't find that out with these groups, because you have to be born again in the Christ. When you be born again in Christ, you find out that you've been struggling, the natural man. You could be wrestling with the natural man, and you find out to be wrestling with the fallen angel. But until you've been born again, you won't even find out, amen, that what's going on. Well, these are groups, amen. They want you to worship them. They want you to worship what they teach, amen. They do not focus on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that Jesus is God. That means you have God in you when you be born again. You are a child of God. Amen. All right, we got a caller. 561, last four digits, 1413. God bless you.
Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. How you doing, Bishop? And God bless everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. I would like to iterate what is a cult ministry. A cult ministry is something that doesn't have any love, that doesn't have any patience and kindness towards God's people, and don't realize that we are one in the spirit. Amen. It's no big I's and no big U's. Amen. We all got to praise the Lord like they used to way back in those biblical times. Amen.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. They do not recognize, amen, love. Amen. God is love. Thank God he is love. He is love. God bless you. Amen. God is love. God so loved. And you can just say, wow, that's love. Are things happening all over? And he love us? Yes, that's love. All right, you can push one on your phone. We thank God we, amen, we open it up with love. He is love. Amen. He overlook all our faults. Love cover up mistakes. Love just don't look at it and say, oh, I know what you did two months ago. You ate my piece of toast. Oh, no, I ain't going to let you have no more bread. Nothing to love. Say, okay, all right. I'm going to give you another piece. I know you probably was hungry at that time. Amen. God covers. Love covers. When you, your brother or sister, you overlook it. Because you're looking at tomorrow, you're looking at next year, what this person can be. You're looking at the mountain, amen. We just finished discussing about mountain climbers, amen. Jesus told me you can speak to the mountain, amen. You don't look at the mountain. Many of you, amen, have things happening. You say, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm overlooked that. I'm going on. I'm not worried about that situation, amen. As soon as I get through it, I'm going on. So you want to let that mountain hold you down. Don't let those situations hold you down. Maybe you got criticizing you and worrying you up, and you find out they don't believe in Jesus as the Son of God. They do not accept eternal life. Amen. Man can live forever, but he did it with Christ. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone, brother. We're in the studio. This is your time. Amen. Your comments that you can put out there might be able to help someone, amen, else that are listening, those that are young in Christ. Amen. Just starting out at babies. Amen. Babies, amen. They be born in the world, be born again, the new spirit. But now you have to come into the knowledge. Amen. That's when the enemy fights. He fights. Hosea, one of God's prophets, minor prophets. We say minor because he didn't write that much. Amen. But he said God's people are being destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Amen. Amen. Knowledge. Ecclesiastes 7 said knowledge is power. Amen. Money is power. Amen. We should run after knowledge of God. Amen. The more you know, the more you know how to move around what the enemy is throwing, the things that he's doing now. Press one on your phone, brother. Amen. False churches. Jehovah's Witness. Amen. Seventh-day Advantage. False churches. Christology. Scientology. False churches. Islam. False churches. Amen. What about God's Son? What about God this time of year? The whole world, to a certain extent, is saying the Messiah is coming to the earth. Amen. He didn't come the way they expected him to come. Amen. But he's here. Amen. He's coming back. He's coming back. Amen. And there are some groups that they know what time and what date and what place he's coming back. And God said in his word through his Son, Jesus Christ, no man knows. But he showed the signs that are happening now. All kind of signs. And people want to rebuke the signs. They want to rebuke God's word. Where are we going to stop the earthquake? We're going to stop the viruses. We're going to stop this. We're going to stop that. How are you going to stop it? And God spoke it. And God is the word. He said, before heaven and earth will pass away, if one jot or one tilt of my word. He is the word. Amen. He is the word. Amen. Many, many years ago, me and a friend was out of town waiting around, amen, around a coffee shop, and a big old trailer pulled up, camper. Amen. They had a sign that said, the world is coming to an end. Got the date and time. And we stood there and looked at each other, and our mouth was open and said, this is, look at the reality of God's word. These people were saying the world going to come to an end. They had the time, the date, amen. And there were many followers. Three times they predicted that the world going to come to an end. And the Bible said that God, nobody know but God. People were leaving their jobs, walking away from their homes, getting ready. And, you know, it to you it might sound like, oh, we're talking about it, amen. But you might have a friend, a cousin, a relative. Since you're really deep in God, you know, amen, about God and about Jesus Christ, amen. But you have an obligation. God, give us an obligation. Find some kind of way in love to approach a brother or sister you know that's really tied up and wrapped up. It's about their life. It's about life. It's about life. It's about eternal life. That's one gift you can give them these holidays. Amen. A booklet or something, a nice conversation to let them know. Give them the word of God or scripture. God's word will not come back. This word not going to come back void. He is communication, and the Lord will stand with you. Amen. He'll stand with you. Amen. Once you leave the word of God there, that word will not come back. That's just a seed. Many of you know about farming. Once you put a seed in the ground, somebody got to water it then, but you did your job. Amen. You did what you're supposed to do. Share with them in love now, in love. And brother and sister, you know, Jesus is alive. He loves you, and you can live forever. You might have a little difficulties here, amen, but you can get out of these difficulties, amen, because joy is going to come in the morning, amen. But you just hold on and keep searching and seeking, and God going to show you how to maneuver here on earth and find the goals and the treasures that he wants you to have, amen, to show people that you are his son. The God that you are a mountain climber, amen. You can get over all these situations, amen. All right, press one on your phone, brother. We want to, amen. We got about, we can take about three or four more callers. Push one on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in. We're saying that you can always go back to these broadcasts. Amen. Any time of the day, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And you go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. It's about knowledge, and that's why the Word of God come and let you know it's about Him. It's not about a man, not about a picture or a book. It's about Him. Excuse me. God love you. There are some groups out there, amen, that where you really have to watch their messages, because they take the Bible, this is the transcripts, amen, and they cover up certain things. John 3:16, for instance, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's what the translation says, because the Bible is written in scriptures. The scriptures is what they're attacking, the scriptures. They might say God so loved the world that He gave he, she, or it, amen, or them, eternal life. And if you just look at God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten, and you just know it's going to say God, only begotten Son, and you catch on and say, well, okay, that's all right. No, there's a lot of more in there. If you do not accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's the whole story. That's the whole story from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. That's the story. God sent His Son. God, the Word, came. That's the whole story of Christianity. God's Son came to save His people. Amen. If they disregard Jesus as God's Son, you got to be very careful. Mother Mary, no, can't save you. Buddha can't save you. Amen. They can't save you. Jesus is the only one who can save you. Amen. Because He is God Himself wrapped up. And He's God-man, and He's God-man forever. Amen. He's sitting on the right-hand side right now interceding for us. Amen. That you would take the word. Amen. We can take one more caller. Amen. Then we're going to go into prayer for all the listeners. Amen. If you got a family, friend, a member, amen, that you feel that we can share this message again, amen, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. Look up Doctrine of Truth. Amen. This program here, or many more, amen, during this time of the season of the year, can be consoling to those of you that are seeking Christ. This will be, amen, this is what the Lord says, seek and you'll find. Amen. Seek Him with all your heart. Those that are coming in, we thank God for you. Amen. On the broadcast. Amen. And that you can go to the Word of God. Amen. And follow those that you might know much as you can. That are living a righteous life. Amen. That you can approach them. But many times, amen, just follow them and see how they handle it. Be yourself. Worry about you can't be nobody else, but you can only be yourself. Amen. Much strength it takes just to live right for yourself. Amen. All right. God bless you. We're going to get ready to go into prayer. If you desire to give a prayer, just push 1 on the phone. Amen. We're praying for those that maybe came out of these different groups. Amen. Because Christianity is considered as a mountain part, as a mountain balling part of all type of religions. Amen. Jesus came and bought deliverance from all these idols. That was the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Amen. He got Abraham. Amen. Abraham and his father-in-law was making idols. Amen. God told Abraham, get out of there. Amen. Go. Amen. Amen. So idols worship always have been a weak part. Those that come to Christ, they always have to get rid of all these different good luck things and things that they feel that will help them prosper. Amen. But you have a God. Amen. You don't have to. He's not lucky. Amen. You didn't get lucky to get heaven. You were no lucky to get saved and peace in your heart. Amen. You're more concerned now about things that are happening. But don't let that move you from your salvation. Press 1 on your phone. We'll take 1 or 2 prayers, Amen. We're coming down to closing of the broadcast. Thank God for you in these holidays. Remember, it's not about things. It's about Christ. Amen. But thank God for him coming in this world. Amen. Thank God for him. Amen. That means he came into his own. The Bible said he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received the message, he become the Son of God. God love you. Amen. With prayers, we thank God. We'll be closing. Amen. You just have to trust in God. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for the listeners, oh God, wherever they are and whatever they're going through. Father, we know you love us all and you care for us. Oh God, we ask you to touch mother. Amen. Touch the grandparents, the widows, the poor and the needy, the halt and the blind. Oh God, you have the power. Let me say, for this purpose, Jesus came, amen, to undo the works of the devil. Satan, we bind Satan's hand on every part. We bind him that he's doing against his family, doing against home, doing against people's career. And Lord, that we exhibit your power, oh God, that we speak your word, oh God, over our sisters and our brothers. Oh God, that we speak your word in the atmosphere. Oh God, that you will bless them and heal them and take care of them in these times. In Jesus the Christ, oh God, in Jesus the Christ, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, oh God, to wipe away the tears from our eyes. Oh God, we know that you love us. We know that you care because you took the stripes of healing when you rose from the dead. You didn't have no more stripes on your back. Amen. You just showed them your hands. You showed them your feet. Oh, God, but you left all the sickness in the grave. And, Lord, we thank you for the new body. We thank you for all our love that you've given us. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. We thank God for you, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. We're here. Call a friend and tell a friend. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. That you wanted to share some programs with them during these holidays time. Amen. You can always go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. Remember Proverbs 27:17 say, iron sharpens iron. Amen. Share with others. Amen. And God will always certainly bless you. We're going off right now. We have the men of standard saying, trust in God. Yeah.